Mitch, do you miss movies?
Yeah.
I miss movies.
I do miss movies.
I'm so glad that 2020 has at least given us the last movie they released. Sonic the Hedgehog.
The last movie before the fall.
Oh boy. I can't tell if this is part of 2020 or not. Like,
yeah, everything has gone downhill since the Sonic movie came out. Like,
I think there might be a correlation.
There might be. It could be. Well, like, regardless of the quality of the movie, it was like the beacon of the end.
Mm-hmm.
The last of the pre-lockdown movies.
He's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Aww. That would be the next... That would be like a spin-off to the fucking... One of the Sonic games, you know? Like one of the weird fantasy ones that they'd make.
Oh, where it crosses over with Darksiders.
Oh my god, that would be something to see. You don't see many people talk about the Darksiders video game franchise, even though that was also supposed to get a movie adaptation. But I feel like I feel like every successful video game franchise has been, like, claimed to have a video game adaptation in the work. Like, all of them. And they're never going to happen.
That's true. No.
I remember they said they were going to make a Darksiders movie starring Bruce Willis as War. And I
can't imagine him in the costume.
The moment I read that, I was like, this isn't going to happen. This is never happening.
No.
It's absolutely not going to happen. Anyways, welcome to Watch Out a Movie podcast, where we talk about movies, not games. I'm Mitch, and this is Harry.
Yo.
We've kind of had a bit of a hiatus recently. We've kind of had difficulty finding time to record. And also, as we mentioned, not really any movies have come out. So
where are all the movies?
They're all gone.
Goodbye, movies.
Goodbye. So we pretty much decided, and we've been meaning to talk about this. We meant to talk about this movie when it came out. And now, kind of, as lockdown continues in our state of Victoria, Australia, we figured it would be a good time to review the last real movie to come out before the lockdown.
Ironically, I saw it in the brief moment where our state was half open. I saw it in a drive-in cinema because I figured that's a much better way to see it in this climate.
Yeah. I saw it pretty much when it first came out. And then I watched it again.
Day one? Were you on the red carpet?
Oh, no. Ironically, though, I was actually in LA for the red carpet for Mulan, and I saw the whole setup in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, and that movie's not out yet. It's just been delayed, and I saw the premiere. It was there. I mean, I didn't watch the movie, but I was in Los Angeles at the time, and that's funny. But this one, no, yeah. I just watched it. It's pretty much when it was relatively new, and I watched it again today. Just before recording to remember. And, I'm just going to have a quick... I wrote a weird amount of notes for this. Should we just go straight into it? Have we mentioned that we're talking about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie?
I think we've mentioned it a couple times.
Well, it'll be obvious from the title of the episode anyway. But, did you know that this was the highest grossing video game movie of all time?
That hurts.
Does it?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think it really hurts me that much. Well, like, what else is there?
I've got a good point later.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to that.
Do you have... Just before we go in, just a little bit of a starter. Are you a Sonic guy, Harrison? Are you a Sonic fan?
I've had a phase. Oh, I had a Sonic phase. I think we've all had Sonic phases.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say the same thing. I had a Sonic phase in mid-primary school, so probably when I was like 10 or so years old, I got really into Sonic Adventure 2. I thought it was the coolest game.
Yeah.
And then I completely fell out and have never gotten back in since.
I was much older when I had my Sonic phase. I got into it when he was announced for Smash Brawl.
Oh, wow.
Because I was just like, I don't really know who this is, because I grew up as a Nintendo boy.
Yeah. That is late. I never played really the old games. I never could really get into them yet because I was the same. Like, I was a Mario boy. And Sonic just was too fast. It was too fast. I just couldn't control. I feel like I'm coming off as some, like, fiddly, poor gamer. But, like, as a guy who's pretty much gamed exclusively as a hobby my whole life, I just have never been good at Sonic. Like, I just can't get around the speed. It's just like I keep running into walls and shit. Maybe there's a point I'm missing to this games franchise.
And all the criticism is too fast.
It's too fast. Slow it down, man. It's too damn fast. Anyways, so that's my opinion on Sonic. And also, there's a lot to say about the Sonic community as a whole. There's so much there. It's truly, I believe, an awful franchise. It's the most, like, it's become the most, like, DeviantArt trash. And, like, there's just so many people who care so much about it. When it's really just, like, a handful of solid games at the most, which, and most of them haven't even, like, held up the test of time, you know? Plus, like, an old anime series. Besides that, it just has some cool character designs, and that, like, that's it. And yet, it has this rabid, passionate fan base.
It is weird is that it's that thing
it is.
That has that fan base. That has, like, the fan base of that's an example of bad fan bases.
It's up there. Luckily, like, unlike Rick and Morty fans and, like, Star Wars fans, they're generally pretty quiet and reserved up until the release of, like, new Sonic games. And that's where you get the shit like them squealing and hollering about, like, how they changed his eyes or, like, the color of his limbs and stuff like that. Absolutely fiending over these details. And I know we've talked about this a lot in person. We probably haven't talked about this on the podcast, but, like,
when would it come up?
I'm not saying everyone who likes Sonic is a furry, but I have conceived a correlation with furries and the Sonic, like, 90s anthropomorphism in general kind of demographic. It's just, it feels like our generation, the generation before, growing up with all these 90s, like, and half-animal, half-human characters has, like, created this, like, brain rot in a lot of people and has, like, affected a lot of people in their primordial, like, oh, what's the word? Like, adolescent brain periods and fucking created this generation of furries. Like, I know they existed before it, but I really think Sonic is to blame. I think he has affected culture as a whole. Thoughts, Harrison?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog was a sexual awakening for a lot of people. And on that note, let's get into the story synopsis.
All right, I'll stop. I'll go on this. You know what? I've seen too many people talk about the girl sidekick from the Sonic anime, the 90s one that everyone seemed to like. Everybody seemed to have a crush on, like, the like, I don't know, Squirrel Girl, whatever the hell she was.
Was that Sonic Underground?
No, I think people call it Sonic Sat AM. I think that's, like, the lingo for
Because it was just called Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, that's a different one. I don't think that's an anime. I think that's just a cartoon.
Oh, well. That seems to be the one good anime. I remember watching Sonic X when I was a kid, where Sonic was in a band.
No, that's different. That's Underground.
That's Underground? Which one was Sonic X? Why are there so many?
That was... Yeah, I know, right? Sonic X was actually an anime. That was, like, the mid-2000s sort of release.
I remember watching a, like, TV Sonic movie that came out in the 90s that was, like, it was, like, 40 minutes long, but it was, like, actually really cool. It was, like, Sonic versus Metal Sonic. And it was genuinely...
Yes, Sonic OVA.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, that was actually cool.
There's a solid point I could bring up about that compared to this movie.
All right.
And that's coming.
We'll come back to that then.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, sweet. cool. All right. So let's get into the synopsis. So, Sonic, a blue hedgehog from an anthropomorphized world of talking animals, is forced to flee his homeworld after being pursued by a mysterious enemy tribe over his inexplicable power of super speed. Transporting himself through the use of magical rings to the northwestern United States town of Green Hills. Here, he lives in hiding for some time before in a burst of loneliness unleashes a surge of power, creating a large energy blast which attracts the attention of the US military, who send in one Dr. Robotnik, played by Jim Carrey, an egotistical super genius inventor, to investigate, and quickly putting him on Sonic's trail. In a panic, Sonic attempts to flee, only to be caught and shot by local good guy cop Tom Wachowski, played by James Marsden, causing Sonic to drop his rings into a portal to San Francisco. The two then team up as Tom feels bad for shooting Sonic and commence on a road trip to San Francisco for Sonic to reclaim his lost rings, with the added struggles of his uncontrollable restlessness and curiosity for the human world, as well as the pursuit of a furious Dr. Robotnik.
Played by Jim Carrey.
So were you expecting the Sonic movie to be a road trip movie?
From the trailers, yes.
Interesting stylistic choice, I felt.
Well, I feel like that's... Look. This is like a template now, where it's like you have the CGI animals that can talk.
Yep.
That are in our world. They have a sidekick in a middle-aged white man.
Yep, it's usually James Marsden. And they go on a road trip.
For some reason, he keeps popping up.
There's a really good photo that I circled around on Twitter when this first came out of James Marsden in, like, four different animated animal road trip movies with, like, all these different critters. And it's really funny that it's always him. Like, does he realize... Has he hit the point in his career where he goes like, why have I bitten so many of these?
Maybe it's the only things he gets offers now.
The only offers he gets is like, you're not Cyclops anymore. You have to be Sonic's friend.
He must be thinking like, man, I should have not left X-Men 3. Because it's been downhill since then.
Oh. Fun fact, I actually found this out. This is kind of separate from the movie, but a friend of ours from work actually knew and I think lived with the two screenwriters from this movie for
a brief period.
That's very cool. Just a fun little that connecting factor. Cool. It's always fun to try and like 6 degrees of, what is it called? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever, our way to the real movies that we're actually talking about.
Too bad it's Sonic. Oh, shit.
Oops. Then this is an interesting movie to talk about, I think, because it's one of those cases, similar but more clearly than, say, when we were talking about The Joker, where for every positive point I have, it pretty much directly correlates with one of my negative points as well. And I've actually, like, coded my notes for reference this time so I don't get lost. And, yeah. So let's... I'm curious to see where this talk goes. Because I have seen...
Yeah.
I saw your little Letterboxd review of this, your little score, so I'm interested to see your take. But I guess I'll start by saying that this movie could have been so much worse. It could have been like what the Sonic fans wanted, this weirdly serious, dramatic story, like they're in all the games these days and trying to make Sonic like cool and epic. And that would have been so fucking awful. As much as I would have loved to see it in a, like, ironic kind of way, I think the goofy direction this movie took was better. Like, the fact that it doesn't take itself seriously at all is, I think, one of its main strengths.
I would agree. I would agree with the sentiment that this could be much worse than it was. I came in with low expectations, and I think that helped my perception of the movie. Because it could either go one or two ways. It could either be a super serious post-Sonic Adventure Battle 2 era where everything is like this anime super story that's got high stakes and 1,000 characters and superpowers and apocalypses and shit. And it's like the cringiest fucking shit that has ever existed.
Yeah.
Or you go the other way and it doesn't quite land as well. And you've got Elvin the Chipmunks 3 Sonic Edition.
Yeah.
And that would be the fucking worst.
Oh, that would have been so fucking bad.
I'm glad it wasn't either one of those extremes. It's somewhere on the Elvin and the Chipmunks line, but it doesn't go far enough.
It's like a Venn diagram.
Yeah. And it doesn't quite go enough in that direction that it's not like, the two pull circles, my hair out.
The two circles in the Venn diagram are the Armageddon Apocalypse movie and Elvin and the Chipmunks. Every other movie is somewhere on this Venn diagram. Those are the two ends of the cinematic Venn diagram. It'd be a fun Venn diagram to make and try and put actual movies on and try and argue. But yeah, another main point I have with this movie is it really feels like this whole movie should have been just an animated movie.
Yeah.
Like, why does the Sonic franchise as a whole insist on presenting itself in the real world among humans? The games do this in all of them, and it never works. It's always weird.
I agree. they've been doing this for decades, and it's just like, why does it? But then I don't know, man. It's so weird.
It's so weird. The whole movie is extremely weird, tonally and stylistically, the way it's directed. It's just absolutely ripe with this weird, chaotic cocaine energy. But, the whole movie, actually, watching it again this morning, it really, the way it's shot, the way it's framed, and the whole energy it carries itself with feels like one of those, DreamWorks movies you'd watch. Illumination movies. And
which is, ironically, their Illumination is doing the Mario movie.
That, I have a bad feeling about that one.
Oh, yeah, I could feel that in my gut. That's gonna be awful.
I don't really care. I would like it to be good, yes. But at the same time, it's it doesn't feel like a real thing that's gonna happen yet. I need to see some, trailer. They're gonna announce some shit, celebrity voice cast or something, and it's gonna be ridiculous, but I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
I just can't wait till The Rock is Mario, you know?
Oh, God. The Rock's going to be like Bowser, I swear to God. All right, back to the movie. And I'll start by saying, I feel like I start every criticism by saying, I'll start by saying, when we've already started. But remember when everyone was talking about the CGI redo job in this movie?
Yeah.
How old does it, that make you feel? That feels like ancient news to me. The CGI debacle.
Considering that took over, the pop culture news cycle for months.
So for those of you who don't know or weren't paying any attention, which I don't blame you.
Or live under a rock before we're all forced to live under a rock.
Yeah. They released the first trailer for this movie containing an absolutely nightmarish, horrendous Sonic design. He looked terrifying and awful. He looked like this blue little manlet with a big head. And he looked so weird. And I remember there was this whole phase where concept art and posters for it were leaking before the trailer dropped. And everyone was like, this better be fake. This really has to be fake. But it was getting more and more apparent that it wasn't. And then the trailer dropped and it actually was way worse than anyone possibly imagined. And the backlash was so huge, they delayed the whole movie several months. And redid the entirety of Sonic in remarkably well. I'll give them that. They did a pretty good job. He's still a bit weird seeing him in CGI, but he looks a lot better than he did originally.
Oh yeah, I'm in the opinion that I am actually disappointed that they reversed that decision because I would have loved if this movie was much more of a train wreck than it is. Because that would at least make it a little more interesting.
Okay.
There's one shot where he's under baseball bleachers, and it's like you could just see his eyes. If that was the original design, that would look like scarier than that scene in It Chapter 2 where Pennywise is under the bleachers. Like, it would be just as scary, if not scarier.
I agree. And I will admit, I have this I often muse upon this idea of being able to travel to alternate realities to grab like copies of movies that never got released here. Stuff like Guillermo del Toro's The Hobbit, or like Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4, like
Stanley Kubrick's AI.
Yeah, the Dark Universe sequels that never happened. So, like, all these like weird trashy movies that got cancelled because the franchise was awful, or the like people died, or studio interference, stuff like that. And I think I'd probably grab a copy of the pre-CGI fix Sonic the Hedgehog just out of curiosity.
Like, I have a theory. Sorry for cutting you off. But I have a theory that the movie is missing at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. That
I think
like,
they
shaved
down.
Any optional scene, they were like, cut it.
Yeah. Because there seems to be some things are missing.
Yeah, there are a lot of scenes in this movie. One of my criticisms that I'm sure I'll get into later is that there's just a lot of weird, wacky scenes. Just little bits and like moments that kind of feel strange and out of place. And there probably were more that they've removed. And that's probably a good thing.
But like, they go to San Francisco and they never run down the bridge.
Oh yeah, and that's in the poster. Like old poster that got leaked.
So I reckon there's a bunch of scenes that they were like, we can't justify doing this scene. Let's shave it down. Because I think it's like 90 minutes on the dot.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're missing quite a bit where they just didn't factor in. They couldn't be bothered, or time budget or whatever, to redo all the scenes they had. So I think it'd be interesting to see an alternate version.
That's a really good point. You could have had like Sonic and Alcatraz. That would have been fun. But yeah, an interesting feeling I got watching this movie was that it really kind of feels like a weird 90s movie, like pre like homogenization of blockbuster cinema, where like just weird movies would get produced on these Hollywood scales, like really strange and unhinged like storylines and stuff like that. Which just these days are really rare to see in like a production of this size. I kind of admire that they lent in on the weirdness. Which
it
also
is,
I have.
It is a bit
well.
Of a throw. It is a bit of a throwback movie. Like, it does feel very like late '90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And very DreamWorksy from that era. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Another positive I had is I actually kind of found this movie pretty funny. I was really not expecting it.
Really?
I actually found myself laughing at quite a bit of it. I was completely caught off guard because the jokes in the trailer like all made me cringe. But there were a lot of these like little moments, just little single lines and just little moments of humor and like random little ways they set things up. And again, this leans into the whole weirdness of the script and like the directing, in that there's just all these really strange character dynamics, like how they set Sonic up as this character who's in hiding and in isolation for so long that he just like imprints his own relationships upon the town folk in Green Hills.
Okay,
so that's kind of funny. Like, that's actually pretty funny. Jim Carrey, who I'll talk about more later, I thought he was quite good in this movie. Like,
I hated him.
Really? I loved it. I had such a blast.
I hated it.
He's just so unhinged. I think we need to talk about Jim Carrey. I personally thought he was delightful. I thought he was completely just it's a harken back to his like unhinged early performances in his career, and you can really feel it, and you usually don't get to see him as the villain, and he just goes full ham, and I just really enjoyed it.
I found it quite cringy. I've always liked Jim Carrey, but I've never been his huge biggest fan.
Yeah, same.
I think this is an example of some of his worst over-the-top performances. This is Grinch level, where you're just like, oof, stop.
The Grinch, that was a funny movie.
Yes. Anyone who likes that is a fool.
I've seen that movie so many times for some reason. I don't know why. The Grinch. I've watched it like 5 times. Just it kept coming up. But anyways.
Every Christmas. Yeah. I feel like he's also wasn't directed.
Oh, that I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Because there's so many times I was like, okay, and now stop. And he keeps going. And I just feel like... I don't know who directed this. Do you know who directed this?
I forget his name, but I know that he has never directed a feature of any kind before.
He's
made an animated short that I've never heard of, and that's it. And now he did the Sonic movie. I don't know how he got that job, but...
Yeah, but like... I just feel like Jim Carrey, who the director, just had no control or had no desire of controlling it. It was just like going, hey, you're the expert, just go nuts. Yeah, and it just feels directionless and way too long. I did kind of like the dynamic between Jim Carrey's Dr. Robotnik and... his abusive boyfriend.
yeah, that was pretty funny.
That worked a bit.
Yeah, so I want to talk for a bit about how they characterize Robotnik in this movie. Have you ever read, this is a bit of a tangent, have you ever read the comic Superman Birthright by Mark Waid?
No.
So it's a really good Superman comic. But, like, particularly where it thrives is in how it portrays and characterizes Lex Luthor, the villain. Like, it frames him as this man who is so self-absorbed with his own genius and skills that he sees himself psychopathically as, like, the peak of human evolution. He is the greatest man who ever lived. But then the existence of Superman denies that. And Lex Luthor's own egocentric mindset cannot allow him to accept Superman because of this. And it's like this insane superiority complex. Like, without Superman, Lex Luthor probably would have been, like, the greatest hero in human existence. Like, he would have saved humanity and shit. But because he's there, it drives him insane. And they do something very similar with Robotnik here. Maybe, like, not that extreme, but they set him up where he sees himself as this peak of the human mind. Like, they do portray him much goofier. But he's like this man who has conquered the human world with intellect, but then is thrown off by the appearance of this strange blue alien in Sonic, and then being punched by, what's his name, James Marsden's character, and the idea of being toppled by this, like, normie just completely unhinges and infuriates him. And I just kind of like that characterization. Like, it's an interesting angle, even though I don't know how original it is. But you really kind of can see it in how insane this man is. It's also, there's a lot of themes in this movie of, like, abuse of power by, like, people in positions of power. Like, Robotnik being this military, like, I don't know what the fuck he is, this military
guy. He's like an advisor or something?
And they just, like, give him full control, and he pretty much, like, takes over this town and starts, like, shooting up, like, highways and shit, trying to chase down Sonic. And meanwhile, James Marsden, as the cop, is constantly, like, he's making quips about abusing his power for them to, like, progress. Like, there's a scene where they have to get up a tower in San Francisco, and James Marsden's like, time for me to abuse my power. And they just use his police badge to get in. And, like, shit like that. There's even a fucking joke where James Marsden is trying to, it's in the trailer, James Marsden's trying to smuggle Sonic into, like, a building. And Sonic's hiding in his little bag. And he's just, like, in an elevator. And there's a bunch of people around him. They can, like, hear Sonic in the bag being like, oh, God, it's uncomfortable in here. I'm all squished up. And somebody's like, is there a child in there? And he's like, oh, no. And I'm a cop. And it's just, like, I can't remember the line verbatim, but it's, like, It's a weird, a very, like, in the modern light, in the, like, this world of ACAB, having James Marsden as a cop and doing all these weird abuses of power is very strange in such a comedic children's movie.
Sure.
What did you think about James Marsden's character?
I don't think there's anything to say. Anyway.
He is fine. That is what I wrote. I wrote James Marsden. He's fine. He manages to carry himself without it being, like, awkward.
All I'll say is, he's there.
He is definitely there.
Can I talk about the start of the movie for a second?
Okay, let's go back.
Let's wind back to the very first scene where we've got terrifying baby Sonic, which I would kill anything to see the original baby Sonic, because it would be a horrible monstrosity.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, no. is this trying to establish... is this trying to establish in the lore that, like, the little chibi, like, chibi cute Sonic that's in some of the early games is supposed to be Sonic as a baby, and that now he's, like, the tall, skinny Sonic is, like, he's grown up since then? Is that some kind of lore implication they're trying to pull in this movie?
Or are you looking too deeply?
Look, I have a category in my notes called lore, so...
Good,
I've been thinking about this.
Okay, so at the start of the movie, it's established that Sonic has a foster mum in the form of Longclaw the Owl.
This is the thing that sparked my lore notes. Who the fuck is this character?
Dude, if you look at my exact notes, all it just says is, who the fuck is Longclaw?
I fucking Christ. I literally wrote that too. Who the hell is Longclaw? Like, for a second, I've never heard of Longclaw before.
It's like a completely made up OC, and you're like, okay, that's fine, whatever. And then,
because, like, I get that there's a lot of Sonic lore. Like, there's all the weird comics and the spin-off series and, like, the animes and shit. But, like, what the fuck? I've never heard of that. Like, where did they dig that one up? Because, like, you look at, like you'd think for a movie like this, they'd be like, okay, what's the base Sonic shit that people need? They need Sonic, they need Eggman, they need the rings, maybe, like, Tails and Knuckles. And, like, that's entry level. That's, like, the basic. He goes fast. But to, like, open with, like, Longclaw and, like, the villainous Echidna tribe, like, what the hell?
But then they never go back into the lore.
And then they never go back.
Longclaw, like, she's, like, there for 2 minutes, and then she dies. And it's just, like, we don't know who she is, why she is. I'm guessing this is sequel bait. We find out more about his mother next time. But, like, it's very weird. Also, her message to him, to bring back Superman, she basically gives Pa Kent's speech from Man of Steel to Sonic. And I felt weird about that.
She does.
Because she's like... You have an incredible power, and people are going to try and use that. Go and hide. Never use it for good.
Never use your power for good. You have to hide because the world's not ready. Goddamn Steel. Like, it was awful.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, right? What the hell? Who the heck? I cannot express enough, like, who the hell is this bird? Ugh.
But
immediately... gets murked by the Knuckles squad. Like, come on.
It is bizarre. And like you say, there's some lore things, because I think we know a little bit about Sonic, obviously. The movie doesn't give a shit, which I think is probably the right course for this.
Yeah.
Because Sonic's bad. You don't need to try and recreate Sonic, because Sonic's bad. So, like... nearly everything's thrown out. Barely anything's recognizable other than Sonic's there. And even then, I have a note where I'm just talking about how Sonic isn't really Sonic that we have known.
Oh, I was going to say this exact same thing. We've written a lot of the same points for this. We're pretty in sync about this, besides the Jim Carrey situation.
We can't be perfect.
Where is it in my notes?
But it's like... Sonic is normally, like, too cool for school. He's very confident. He's very snarky. He's very heroic, but like in a very show-offy way. And this one's a schizo Sonic.
Yeah, look,
like him better.
What I'm gonna say is that I think the worst part of this movie is Sonic. I fucking hate him. He's infuriating in this movie. I can see, like with Jim Carrey, what I said before, I can see what they were going with here with the character. They could have done something interesting and endearing here for Sonic, like placing him as this character who, like, he moves too fast, like, kind of in all aspects of his behavior. Like, he moves without thinking, getting all these troubles and stuff like that. They could have done something kind of endearing. But the way it turned out in the movie was just, like, irredeemably annoying. He's, like, this nightmare typhoon headache of a character who would bring havoc upon anyone in his presence. But it's just, like, yeah, what you were saying before. Like, I've never seen him characterized this way in any other Sonic media. They portray him as, like, this really annoying, obnoxious, super high-energy kind of character where, like... I mean, you could argue Sonic has never been characterized consistently across any of... the Sonic media, like game shows, anime, comic, whatever.
True, but he's had a pretty consistent MO for 20 years now, though.
Generally, I find, and how I consider him in my head when I think of Sonic's character, is like, he's the Looney Tunes Roadrunner if he was 90s cool. Like, yeah. that's like Sonic's dynamic. He's like, super fast, but up to mischief, and he has this whole air of, like, 90s cool, bro, kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it means that in this adaptation, they've just, like, misrepresented its own source material. So it's really, like, not a strong adaptation, actually, of the Sonic franchise.
No, and I don't think they even tried to be.
No, they didn't, and yet they included such weird lore, like fucking Longclaw or whatever. Like, why even bother with that? Like, it feels like they were leaning...
Longclaw is completely original.
What? Oh.
What's the point?
That's just so... That's more confusing then.
Yes!
I can't believe Longclaw was Pa Kent from Man of Steel. I didn't even see that until just now. This whole movie is like a weird Man of Steel parallel. Like, it's pretty much the same story. Like, alien superpowered entity arrives on Earth, local farm community, where he, like, befriends the locals and then accidentally ousts himself and gets pursued by, like, this powerful force and has to escape.
Yeah.
It's the same movie. It's the same movie, but I actually liked Sonic better than Man of Steel.
I'm gonna begrudgingly say probably to that as well.
Man of Steel is a movie that I've found has gotten worse every time I've watched it, where I actually didn't mind, like, watching Sonic again for the second time today, I actually didn't mind it. The first time I watched it, I kind of came out like, this is alright. Like, it's okay. Like, it's fine. It's not great. It's not, like, good, but it's okay. I definitely wouldn't say it's bad. But Man of Steel is fucking awful.
Man of Steel also shits on a franchise that's good. You know, like, there's good ideas. Like, Sonic's fucked himself.
Sonic's
like,
nothing. Sonic is a nothing franchise about a crazy blue boy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could say the same thing about Superman. But...
Going back to Sonic's character. So, because he's a DreamWorks character now...
He is. He's the Alvin and the Chipmunks. He's the Chipmunks. Wait, Alvin was one of the Chipmunks. I haven't seen that movie, so I can't attest to that movie's lore.
He's also Smurfs.
He is Smurfs.
He has a lot of referential humor.
Oh my god, he does.
Which doesn't make a lot of sense, because how does he know these things? I know there's this whole thing where he's been spying on everyone in Green Hill, and Green Hill is a town in the US, and that makes me kind of mad. But how does he know all these things?
I guess, like, look, it makes more sense than most of these DreamWorks characters making, like, the pop culture references.
It's
true.
The
fact that at least it did show that Sonic was obsessed with watching TV for... Whoever knows how long he was in hiding at Green Hills. They actually never established that.
I think they say 10 years.
10 years? Holy shit, I missed that. That's so long. He should be way more insane than he is. Because, I mean, they give the impression that he's pretty socially unhinged and awkward due to a, like, lack of human interaction. But, like, 10 years? He should be, like, a psychopath by that point.
Well, I would argue that he is. but, because, like, he makes jokes about, like, Uber and Find My Phone and things like that, which means he would have to see the specific joke repeated somewhere and understand the entire meaning and the place to say it. Because Oof. How he says the joke is, like, the right timing for that. But for someone who doesn't own a phone, how do you, like, how do you do that?
You know, I don't know, man. I feel like this is
weird.
I feel like you've found a can of worms here. And I don't know if I want to open that can of worms when it comes to the Sonic movie. There's a lot there's a lot you could unpack from that.
Also, side note. So one of his backup world, where if he ever got discovered on Earth, was Mushroom World. Do you think that's actually, like, a reference to, like, Mario?
That's a good point. I think it might be. That might be a sly burn on the boring gross mushroom. The boring, because in the story, there's pretty much he flees to Earth from his home world under the guide to stay in hiding, and that if he got caught again, he'd have to retreat again. But the only other, like, world he knew was this weird mushroom world that was all gross and had no humans in it. Maybe that's the Super Mario world.
See, now I want the Mario movie to do really well and to be really good, because then you'd be like, what the fuck?
The Mario movie, I want the Mario movie to, like, win an Academy Award. That would rule. How great would that be to see? I love shit like that.
And Mario gets up on stage and accepts it.
Speaking of which, that I actually have a tangent that I've said multiple times, but I remember yonks ago, like ages and ages ago, it was like the Golden Globes last year. There was this sweet stage pre Invisible Man this year.
Oh yeah, I know where you're going.
Sonic was the only good movie, or it was the best movie to have come out in 2020 for, like, a couple months, I think. And I really wanted it to stay like that. Like, if no other movies that were good came out and there was only Sonic, the fact that by default it is the best movie of the year. Because I remember at the Golden Globes last year, Jim Carrey, like, caused a scene in the crowd while Andy Samberg was, like, presenting an award. And Andy Samberg called him out, being like, oh, look, man, the stage is for, like, all the people who are in movies this year. And Jim Carrey responded, being like, oh, yeah, I just finished filming a movie. It's called Sonic the Hedgehog. To which Andy Samberg replied, like, well, then surely you'll be up here next year. And everyone laughed. It was like a burn on Jim Carrey in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And if then to follow that up, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie by default is the best picture that next year, in spite of Andy Samberg, I just, like, really wish I could have seen that reality. Just to sock it to him, you know? That would have been so great.
That's why I think Sonic the Hedgehog is part of this 2020. It's, like, going downhill. Like, it's universally trying to make that come true.
I really hope so. That would be
Do you think Andy Samberg should have been Sonic?
Would he? Who was Ben Schwartz was Sonic, the Jean Ralphio from Parks and Rec.
You know what? He was fine.
He was fine. I just still found his character really annoying.
Yeah.
His voice was fine. Like, he fit. Mm. He fit the voice. But he's just really annoying. Like, his character is, like, irredeemably annoying, like I said before. He's just this typhoon nightmare. Like, he's so annoying.
So I have a story.
What else do I... All right.
There's this... my brother saw this in the cinemas before... In the before times.
In the before. Before the fall.
Before the fall. And he saw it in a pretty packed cinema. And whenever... This happens twice in the movie. Sonic, he flosses.
I forgot about that.
He flosses twice.
But that was bad,
and
yeah.
Both times, a bunch of children in the audience in my brother's session got up and flossed with him.
What? Are you joking?
No.
Is that what kids do? Are we out of touch with the generations now? Is there something... Like, look. I swear to God. Like, we... Harrison and I both work at a production company. And whenever I'm out filming stuff, if there's ever kids in the fucking background, they're always flossing. Like, I think, every time. Like, what's... Is it... I know it's a Fortnite thing, but, like, why? Why do they all think it's funny?
It's a cult. It has to be. It's the only explanation.
I feel like we're in our, like, 20s, and we feel, like, out of touch now. Like, this is gonna get so much worse. What the yep. fuck is the deal with flossing? Like, did they not get that joke is not funny anymore? Flossing was never funny. It was just kind of a funny dance. But now everyone does it. All these kids. Anyways.
I don't know what man.
That tangent was. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm pretty hungover today, so like I don't know if my thoughts are making sense.
Is that why you enjoyed the Sonic movie the second time around?
Maybe that's why I was like laughing at the jokes. Maybe being hungover, like my fragile mental state was like vulnerable to Jim Carrey's wacky antics.
Can we talk about the best joke in the movie? The one that got me laughing? Oops. So there's a character who is the town crazy.
Yep.
And he's been like talking about the Blue Devil, like an urban myth, and no one believes him because no one else has seen him. And he shows a picture of what he thinks it is, and it's fucking Sanic. The meme.
Yep.
That was actually brilliant. Because you have to reference that meme.
I knew they'd have to get one in. There is also a moment later in the movie where Sonic is knocked unconscious and they wake him up with like a smelling salt. And he wakes up and goes, "Gotta go fast." And then like
zips around the house for like a
second. That's cringe. That's cringe. I don't blame him. I think it had to be in the movie. Considering when this was in production would have been peak, like that joke going around, the gotta go fast, would have been peak funny right when this movie was being made. And I think there's an interesting trick, just when you look at these blockbuster Hollywood movies, whenever they try and reference like a relevant meme, it's always like 6 months out of date. Like every time.
And did you ever see Pacific Rim 2?
I didn't, but I kind of want to check it out.
At the climax, they reference Trollolololol.
No, that's awful. That's like the worst one. That's like 10 years out of date.
10 years out of date. And in the universe, decades out of date.
I didn't even think about that part.
And it's at the climax of the movie. It was like one of the most cringe moments I've ever seen in real life. That's probably the best example I've got of that.
That is the worst example.
It's so bad that you're not even believing me right now.
I can't believe that. I simply cannot believe that. That does not seem real.
Pacific Rim 2 on Netflix. Check it out just to see if that I'm right.
Fuck, I want to see that now. Oh man. Christ. What else have I got in my notes here? I think my main point with this movie, both good and bad, is that it is just very strange. There are so many just strange moments in this movie, little scenes. And I know I said before that I liked a lot of the little scenes and little moments, but I also hate a lot of the little scenes and little moments. Like, it's that weird pro and con where some of them work and a lot of them are cringe. Like, the bar fight, the sister-in-law who just fucking hates James Marsden.
That was weird.
He's a cop, so, like, I mean, you can't really blame her this day and age. The Robotnik dance number in his, like, van...
Which I don't think was in the script. He just did it.
Which I didn't mind. Like, that, I actually didn't mind the dance number, but I was watching it like, what is this? You know? Like, what is this? All the James Marsden abuse of power jokes. Like, I'm just in this constant state finding myself like admiring both the energy they put into making something so weird, but also just like how derailing and tacky it is at other points. Like, there's just so many scenes that just, and jokes and cutaway jokes almost, that just like, that just didn't need to be there. Like, the whole script is just kind of weird. Like, I think it's actually really well, like, shot and directed. I think it's just the script is weird. Like, the script is just like this wacky 90s road trip movie, which doesn't really understand its own source material it's adapting, but has fun with it anyway. Like, the main event that triggers Eggman arriving is Sonic gets so sad, he runs really fast and causes a, like, a Sonic explosion. That's how Robotnik appears. He got so sad he ran really fast. That's what it was. Like, they could have probably come up with something better. Like, maybe they could have had, like, a moment where, like, he's forced to, like, save someone, or, like it's the classic, like, Superman moment. Like, the he has to save somebody, and in doing so, like, exposes himself a little bit, and that catches Robotnik's attention. Like, he just got so sad he ran really fast. It makes me think that whole scene was new. Like, they made that whole baseball scene as an original reshoot, it, like, in lieu of, like, redoing effects in another scene.
I don't know. Because it is a weird call to action.
It's a really weird call to action. But it's also so weird that it's kind of interesting. That's why I'm torn. Like, it's so wacky. And I kind of like it. It's kind of, the wackiness kind of leads this unpredictability that I don't mind. Like, it, like I said before, it feels like a goofy 90s movie. And it's like a rare energy to see adapted in, like, Hollywood cinema.
Can we talk about Sonic's powers?
Yeah. Sonic's powers.
It's one of the most inconsistent power sets I've seen in cinema in a very, very long time.
Yeah, they don't really establish exactly how powerful he is, but he's very powerful. He's like a god.
So he can run like faster than he can in the games.
Yeah.
And he can
so much faster.
And everything seems slow-mo to him, which means one of two things. One, he's literally slowing down time. Or two, he's so highly intelligent that he can process this in such a rapid way. Which seems unlikely considering the character.
Yeah.
But then, like, then he gets shot by a tranquilizer bullet later.
Yeah.
How?
It's very inconsistent in his power set.
He can run so fast. He can play baseball with himself. But then
yeah, he can play ping pong with himself.
With one scene later, someone comes with a trank gun. He is stopped for minutes, shocked, and then shot. Like, how? That's impossible.
I guess the joke there is that he's dumb. But even if you're dumb, like, he's the fastest thing alive. Like, he should. Yeah. I see. I totally get. That totally makes sense. It makes no sense that how fast he is, and yet how dumb he is, and yet he gets shot by a cop. And all this stuff. Like, he drops his rings, and, like, he at one stage can zip off and zip back in an instant to the ocean. And yet he can't find his own way to San Francisco. Like, stuff like that. It's just ridiculous. Like, he by this logic, he could be able to, like, scour the entirety of the United States in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't understand. But maybe we're looking too much into it.
Maybe we're looking a bit too much into it. Like, they could have gone more in an angle of, like, he can't focus. Like, he just can't keep himself on track when he needs to. And that's why, like, James Marsden's there as the guy to kind of point him in the direction and, like, make sure he actually does what he needs to do. But they don't really.
No, not really.
It's just, like, the script says that they need to take a road trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do.
Mm-hmm.
What a weird movie.
Going into slight spoilers, if anyone gives a shit. So towards the end of the movie, it's revealed that he also has electricity powers.
Yeah, that stood out to me on my latest watch. I was just like, what the? And I kind of... Actually, you know, let's go through... We'll give a quick little consensus and then talk a bit more about how the movie ends. What did you... Sonic... oh my god, I just called you Sonic.
I'm out. Harrison. I quit.
Harrison, what did you... Sonic, what did you think of the Harrison movie?
God, I don't know how to respond to that. That's so offensive. I've never been more offended in my life.
What did you think of the Sonic movie, Harrison? Just a quick consensus.
It's too safe to be truly awful. But it's and it's not annoying enough to be truly awful. But it's bad. It's safe, bad product.
Yeah.
That has very few redeeming qualities.
I seem to have enjoyed it a bit more than you. I think it's okay. I think it would be a good movie for a kid, for a child.
Sure.
I think they would enjoy this movie. And I know I've gone on record in the past saying that being a kid's movie doesn't mean, like, it doesn't justify being bad. Mm. But I think the movie's personally okay. I enjoyed it. I didn't, like, grit my teeth the whole way through the movie, and I enjoyed some of the humor, especially, like, Jim Carrey and James Marsden, I enjoyed, as well as some of the, like, background characters. I think kids would really connect to, like, the manic energy of it. And maybe a character like Sonic in this movie would be entertaining to, like, a younger kid. Whereas as a boring grown-up myself, I connect more with, like, the human characters, because they're pretty much just trying to deal with Sonic, who's this, like, has, as I described before, like, a typhoon headache of a character. And I found more entertainment in that. I've got a question,
though. Do you reckon a kid will watch this and, like, they're, like, you know, into it now? Like, this is the first exposure to Sonic. They're like, oh, yeah, man, I get it. I get Sonic. And then they go play the games. They're like, why is this so fucking weird?
Yeah, do kids know what Sonic is? They must, right? Do they still make Sonic cartoons? Like, I know there's been a couple video games recently, but not many.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is a good point, because, like, what, Sonic Forces came out a couple years ago? Sonic Mania, the, like, downloadable game that I heard was alright. Besides that, like, what is there? He's in Smash Brothers. I feel like Sonic's just one of those characters that everyone just knows.
He's like a cereal mascot.
He's like he pretty much just is, like, the mascot of Sega. That's pretty much it. Like, the games don't matter.
No, even though they get, like, 2 a year normally, they've been slowing down recently.
Yeah, which is a good thing, I think.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, are they making another? I don't know. Like, what's going on? What is going on with this franchise? That's my main question. Nobody seems to know. Nobody wants to make it, but I feel like as the mascot of Sega, like, they have to keep making Sonic games. They're, like, in this weird trap where, like, design-wise, nobody can even figure out how it works. They even made that Sonic and the Lost World, which was, like, co-produced by Nintendo, and even they couldn't figure it out. Nobody can make a good Sonic game. Like, they have no idea. No. But Harrison, is this the best video game movie?
No. Absolutely not.
What's the best video game movie?
Okay, let me get my soapbox for a bit of a rant.
Alright, I'll sit back.
So, this is a main point, because if people aren't aware, there is a bit of a consensus going around that this is the standard for video game movies to be made. It's, like, on top of Rotten Tomatoes' score, I think, as best video game adaptions. A lot of people have released their own lists, and it's number one. So, people are saying that the number one version for a video game adaptation is to ignore the source material and just do a stock standard movie that's already templated. Okay, that's weird. I guess it works better than a lot of other ones. But the best video game movie is 100% Street Fighter II, the movie. The animated movie.
I've heard of that. I've never actually seen it. And I forgot about the animated movies. There's a lot of decent little animated movies. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but I've heard that's good.
Street Fighter 2, the animated movie, is actually a super good movie. It's not perfect. It's got a lot of weird things to it. But, like, it captures the essence of the video game. It has a lot of references to it. It looks cool as hell, and it's awesome. And that gets mentioned nowhere because, ooh, it's a weird animated movie. When we say best video game movies of all time, we mean asterisk live-action Hollywood mainstream releases. Nothing else.
Yep.
That's not of all time, then. You're stupid.
And you don't count movies like Tron or Wreck-It Ralph.
No.
Those don't count. Ready Player One, like, nah. Scott Pilgrim, nah. Those are video game movies, yes, in that they're about video games or inspired by them, but they're not actually adaptations.
No.
Or, like, the movie Gamer starring Jared Butler.
Pixels
with Adam Sandler.
Oh, jeez. God,
I feel like there's been a weird amount of these. I'm looking through a list now. I think before this, people considered Detective Pikachu the best video game movie.
Oh, okay. I think Detective Pikachu is worse than this.
I think I might agree, but only just. I did enjoy Detective Pikachu, but it's a bit worse than Sonic, I thought.
Detective Pikachu is worse to me because Pokemon's actually something that's good.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a really... And it was, like Sonic, just really fucking weird, you know? Just like a really weird... Maybe that's why... Because Detective Pikachu was like a pretty big success at the box office. It only just got toppled by Sonic.
Mm.
Like, I guess people just like the weird ones. Because, like, you look back at other recent ones, like... The Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider movie, the Assassin's Creed movie, Dwayne Johnson Rampage movie. They're all just just unremarkable and like boring. And again, like you were saying before, they feel like they're just trying to like meld to this template that makes them completely unremarkable.
I don't know. Like,
it's such a weird world.
Also, so many of these are like Japanese properties. And they over-Americanize them.
My God.
Because even though Sonic is a Japanese property and he's quite American-inspired, there's just different storytelling styles. And they just over-Americanize him here.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, unrecognizable.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I feel like that's really weird to me. Because they're just like... They look at it and they're like, oh, this is weird. We're going to make it the standard American.
Let's make him cool for the kids. Yeah, you know what? I think that might actually be the problem with Sonic in general as a franchise, is that they've tried to turn him into this character that he isn't. And it's just been inconsistent. They haven't had like a consistent creative direction for the franchise like since the original Sega games. And so it's just like all over the shop and everyone interprets this character differently. And because of that, the games are so inconsistent and like unreliable that it's just like a fucking mess of like an intellectual property.
Yeah. And then you get the fans that just like add a whole...
And then you get the fans.
Also, did you notice that there's a lot of focus on this movie on Sonic's feet?
Yeah.
Did that make you uncomfortable?
There's pretty much feet pics in this movie of Sonic.
Yeah, there is.
Narrowly avoided feet pics.
And knowing the fan base, that makes me very uncomfortable.
That makes me very uncomfortable. God. Looking back through this list of video game movies, just quickly, this whole Americanization, I think there's no better example than the Resident Evil movie franchise.
I would argue that the first Resident Evil movie is better than this movie. Because, like, yeah, it's awful. Ooh. And it's, like, really offensive to the source material. But it's a bit of fun. It's just a bit of fun. It's stupid as shit.
I'm completely up to date with the Resident Evil live action movies. I've been watching them since they came out. They're a huge guilty pleasure of mine, and they're so bad. I actually this year went and watched all of them in a row. and it is such a strange, strange franchise. It's so poorly produced, and it's such an OC creation of the director and Mia Jovovich that it's just like, they just saw the Resident Evil franchise and were like, let's make it our own fucking thing about my hot wife, because Mila Jovovich is married to the director. And that's almost like a subgenre of movies. Like the Underworld franchise as well, with Kate Beckinsale, is just like, the director was the husband of Kate Beckinsale. And it was like, let's make a bunch of cool action movies starring my hot wife. And it's definitely that genre of movie. But
hey,
fucking hell.
Whatever works.
It worked. Those movies consistently made a heap of money. And they loved them. They're just absolutely nothing like the games. Like, zero.
Are you looking forward to them fucking up Monster Hunter? Jesus Christ.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, Monster Hunter, same director and star. It's like the exact same people who made Resident Evil are making this new upcoming Monster Hunter, and I'm excited. I cannot wait to see it. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be so bad and so boring.
Weirdly enough, to wrap up this video game movie talk, I actually remember enjoying the Silent Hill movie. I actually didn't mind it.
Oh, yeah.
Not amazing, but it actually, I think it gets it. Even though it changes the rules a bit and changes the lore, and like it makes a lot of mistakes that the games make, or it like bastardizes a lot of the imagery just for the reference. It kind of gets the tone, and it gets this like feeling, and it had a really strong ending, I felt. But it was probably, I would probably consider it one of the better video game movies. I know a lot of people absolutely hate it. And that's fair. But I didn't mind it. Besides that, it's like, what? Prince of Persia? Mortal Kombat? Some people like the Warcraft movie.
I'm a bit of a defender of that movie.
I was talking about before with my housemates.
Oh yeah, I like Warcraft better than Sonic.
I mean, I'll give... Warcraft was really going for it. I'll give it that. It was really going, like... head first into the deep lore, and I gotta respect that, but I think it, by doing so, it, the story was like a butchery, and like it just didn't function as like a fantasy narrative. I thought it's just like impossible to follow or connect, and also all the human stuff was really boring.
Look, you've raised a lot of valid points. It's like, the lore is too deep, the humans are boring, you can't follow it. I feel like that's a really good Warcraft adaptation.
Ha 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 ha.
All right. As someone who loves Warcraft.
Let's go back to talking about Sonic. I'm going to close this tab on my computer because I feel like this is another can of worms we could talk about forever in the video game movie adaptations. But yeah. So Sonic, Harrison didn't like it. I thought it was okay. I'd say, in my opinion, it's worth watching if you're a Jim Carrey fan and you want to see some of his crazy antics, much like his like earlier movies like The Mask and like Ace Ventura and stuff. It's very much harnessing that kind of energy. Besides that, it's a kids movie.
Can I let's talk a little bit before we close about predictions for Sonic 2, because that's happening.
So
complete spoilers, don't listen if you don't want the Sonic movie spoil, whatever.
I'll quickly just run through the rest of the movie.
I honestly don't think that's necessary.
Pretty much, they travel to San Francisco while being chased by Robotnik. They essentially, Robotnik manages to get one of Sonic's like spines from his, like, he's a hedgehog, one of his spikes, and manages to use it to like channel this and like a portion of his energy into his like machine, so he's able to hunt down Sonic, like, and keep up with him. They get to San Francisco, he gets his rings, and then Robotnik attacks. This big set piece action scene where they're chasing all around San Fran, and eventually, like, they zip and warp around town, like, and around the world, like, through these portals. Like, Sonic keeps trying to throw a portal to escape from Eggman, but he can't seem to get away from him, and they, all these set pieces of them, like, running around these key locations around Earth. And then they end up back at Green Hill Zone, where Sonic unleashes his weird, immense superpower. And I guess the justification is that he's using his power to fight instead of run away, which is why he gets all, like, electricity and stuff. where he manages to defeat Robotnik and shoot, launch him into the Mushroom Dimension and trap him there. And it pretty much ends on a note where the cop Tom decides to stay in Green Hills with his girlfriend and Sonic. Meanwhile, in the gross mushroom world, Robotnik has found like a new meaning and drive with the challenge presented to him in surviving in this hostile world, and his lust for revenge against Sonic. And he's like gone full bold, he has the big mustache, and he's like cackling and like making shittier jokes than before. And then in the post-credit scene, Tails arrives on Earth searching for Sonic. And that's how it ends.
I want to see original Tails before the reanimation, because he would look terrifying.
Oh, yeah. I wonder... I have a feeling they added that scene in. I reckon that wasn't going to be in the original, but you're not wrong. I would have liked to see that design. He would have been more terrifying, I think.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. They're really safe in this movie about how many things they included. Because, like, there's no other sidekicks. It's just the Blue Man. There's no Tails until the very end. There's no Knuckles. Like, there's barely anything that's recognizable from the games other than Sonic himself. I want the second one to go full ball and add fucking deep. Everyone. Like, even the ones no one likes. Like, Charmy the Bee is gotta make an appearance.
They gotta bring them all in. They gotta go all... The first movie, we were talking about this before, like, it felt like they were trying to ease us into the Sonic lore at the same time. But, like, they were trying to ease us in with, like, it's Sonic versus Robotnik, and that's it. But then, at the same time, fucking Longclaw was there. So who knows what the fuck they're doing. I can't wait to see Shadow...
Yes.
Can't wait to see the worst character, Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic's evil rival, who's an absolute like edgelord, like mid-2000s like archetype, like cool guy with the gun. Me and my housemates want him to be like a Joker ripoff. Now every movie has like a villain who's like a Joker ripoff. It's like he wanted to be captured kind of character. to be Shadow, and that would be extremely great to see in a children's movie, I think.
So
I want to see Big the Cat.
Yes, he's going to be terrifying.
Oh my god.
So towards the end of the movie, like we were saying earlier, Sonic uses like Thor powers to get electricity.
Yeah,
and it's really weird. Do you think the justification of all of his power is that he's got a Chaos Emerald in him?
No. I mean, maybe.
No.
I think they haven't really... Maybe in the sequel they're going to go into the origin of Sonic's powers, which I don't think I've seen any of the games do. I think in some of the lore, this is like ancient memory I'm trying to dig up, Sonic was like an experiment by Robotnik that went awry, and...
I think that's an American version of his story.
But I don't know what that was. That's the only thing I know, but...
Yeah. I can't tell you.
I don't think they say why he's super fast.
I think that he's going to have a Chaos Emerald like embedded in him. And he's got the blue one, and that's why he turns blue. And they're going to do like a Infinity Stone sort of deal.
Oh my god.
And they're going to go to different worlds to find all the stones.
See, that
has different powers. Because, like, people don't know, this Chaos Emeralds have been part of the Sonic lore since the first game. Like, they're in the first game.
They're like the MacGuffin, the magical items that they need.
Yeah. They're optional in the first game. If you're really good at the game, you can get bonus levels and unlock them. And if you get all 7, it unlocks Super Sonic, which was an extremely blatant ripoff of Dragon Ball Z Super Saiyan, where he literally turns gold and super powerful. And I just felt like the lightning powers was alluding to that, but then not doing it. So I was like, oh, maybe.
I think I remember reading that they were considering doing Super Sonic in this movie, but then they decided it was like too soon. And they
gotta build up to that shit.
They got to build up to that in the sequels, which have been confirmed that they are going to make a Sonic 2. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'll be seeing it.
I will be seeing it.
The most morbid of curiosity. Because theoretically, the second one could redeem a lot of the things that make the first one weird. Where you fuck off humans. It's just about an adventure into CGI worlds. That'd be kind of neat. Yeah.
That would be neat. But they're probably going to rope James Marsden along. It's going to be the reverse. It's going to be in the CGI world. And James Marsden is the only human in it.
Other than Robotnik.
And it's just like James Marsden on a green screen. And all this stuff happens around him. And
hang on. Hang on. They send Robotnik to a mushroom world. Why the fuck didn't they send him to an egg world?
What the hell is an egg world?
Well, that makes so much more sense for him to become Eggman.
Yeah, there's even a scene at the end where, in the final confrontation between Sonic and Robotnik, where Sonic calls him Eggman. And I think the joke is that all of his, like, mechanized drones kind of look like flying eggs. But it's not really explained or set up, really.
it's such a stretch.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. I have always preferred the name Robotnik to Eggman.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's weird discourse over it in the Sonic community as to which is canon, you know? Well, are we going to find out the origins of the name Eggman in Sonic the Hedgehog 2? I think so. Yeah. Or not, they're just going to call him that. Do you reckon Jim Carrey is going to be, like, fat in the next one? Do you reckon he's going to gain, 50 kilos?
He's going to put on, like, a fat suit, like a bigger one that Christian Bale wore for American Hustle. Like, it's going to be bigger than that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Christian Bale actually just gained the weight for that, though.
That's true.
I don't think Christian Bale knows that fat suits exist. And so he, like, physically will do it. Like, in the Dick Cheney movie, he got fat for that.
Jesus.
I don't know how he got it.
He's really big in that.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see Jim Carrey win the Golden Globe for Best Actor for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. But on a bit of an ending note, this is a bit another tangent of mine. But I actually I had a dream once. Before this movie came out, a vision, you might say, of what this movie could be. And in my dream, it was actually, like, it was pretty good. It was an animated movie. It was a story about Sonic, and it started back in Green Hill Zone, and he's, like, this cocky, like, asshole, and he accidentally invokes the wrath of, like, Robotnik in his world, who has the big mechanical army, like, in the games. And then Sonic, through an accident, blasts himself back to the human world, perhaps, like, the Chaos Emeralds have something to do with it, which is what Robotnik was trying to gather. And then in the human world, Sonic makes a bunch of our friends, gets up to the wacky mishaps, and, like, learns how to work as a team rather than being this self-centered, like, hero character. And they make a plan to defeat Robotnik, who's coming to reclaim, like, the Chaos Emerald that Sonic stole. And it's like I feel like that's a simple story. I feel like that's what this could have been. It would have been on brand.
Why didn't you write the movie?
I saw it in a vision. I didn't get the chance, all right? If I was in working with Hollywood as a screenwriter, I would have told them of this vision. Because that's, like, fine. And it even works in, like, the human world. Anyways, I'm not trying to, like, toot my own creative horn. But there was also, there was even a little moment. This is the part I liked the most. There was in the little moment where Sonic gets zapped between, like, dimensions, reality, like, distorts into this, like, into this something resembling the bonus stages from the original Sonic games, as, like, representing them as, like, kind of like a void between reality, like this intangible kind of space. And that, like, contextualizes the bonus stages from Sonic as, like, the in-between void between, like, the ring portals between levels. And I was like, I just felt that was a nice touch, and I'm, like, proud of my brain for thinking that up.
Well, I'm glad we could end this episode on your fanfic.
Thank you. I hope more of our reviews can end on my dreams, me discussing my visions of movies that could have been.